words are true. The state is old news. Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. My words will dry upon the skin, just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms. I can feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can feel it burn. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation and start. See the next one waiting. Get up.
Ladies and Clogs at WMFO in Medford. Today here we have something wild for our show. We have two guests. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Jordan.
My name's Isaac.
Unfortunately, Nina is not with us today, but luckily we have some great people joining us. I don't know why I keep saying we. It's just me, Ladies and Clogs, but...
Nina's here in spirit.
Yes, so... we just heard... Coffee by Sylvan Esso, and the theme of today is things that make you, me, we happy. So coffee makes me really happy, and I've had a lot of it today. So yeah, anything you guys want to add before we go into more tunes for a while?
Nina,
that's how I feel too.
No, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Okay. Yeah. does one of you want to play a tune?
I got one ready to go.
Cool. All right, let me know when you're ready.
All right, right now.
Cool.
I loved you, girl, like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star, but it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guide. I could have built a house on the ocean. I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. I could have turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna
guys. Hello. Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs with Isaac and Jordan. Isaac, do you want to talk about the song we just heard?
Yeah, I just played Life's a Gas by T-Rex off the album Electric Warrior. That song makes me happy. You want to know why?
Yeah, tell us why.
Yeah,
I don't actually have a good answer to that, but I'm really glad that you all are curious. I just like the sentiment. It's very lighthearted, and it's kind of like an oh well kind of song. Just like oh well, here we go. That makes me happy. I don't know.
Okay, good.
So they talk about gas, and
that makes you happy.
Yep, that gas is a normal part of life, and when you get rid of gas, everyone's happier.
Oh, when you get rid of it, everyone's happier. Okay, so it's like the not having it that you're happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
All right.
I don't. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so that was what makes Isaac happy.
Yes.
Farts make Isaac happy.
I like farts.
Yeah, all right. We can play some more tunes. You have one. Okay, perfect.
Is this about farts, too?
You'll see.
Yeah, keep cool. Tuning in to see how many of our songs have to do with farts on today's show.
Keep tuning in.
Oh, that was a good one. All right. Are you ready to play a song?
Ready.
Cool.
Yeah.
to Ladies in Clogs again. It's 1:18 p.m. at WMFO in Medford. So we just played a whole bunch of songs, so let's talk about them. What did we hear first, Jordan?
We heard Daydream by Beach Fossils.
Why does that make you happy?
Well, my favorite mood is when I'm a little bit tired, but it's a sunshiny day, and you kind of feel like a little sleepy and daydreamy, and that's what that song makes me feel like.
Nice. I feel like lounge is a good word for that kind of feeling,
yeah.
Too.
I feel like today's one of those days.
Yeah. No homework today. I'm going to avoid it.
No. Wait, just what? A straight lounging all day.
Are you serious?
That's what that means.
That's so good.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of day.
Pretending.
Oh. After that, we heard A Sunday Smile by Beirut, and I chose it for two reasons. It makes me happy because I like the band, and it also makes me happy because I feel like if it's Sunday and you're smiling, it's a pretty good day. We had a show the other week called Days of the Week, and we were talking about what our favorite day of the week is, and I think ideally it would be Sunday for me. It's just a nice day.
Sunday is my least favorite day of the week.
Okay, well.
I just want to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
That's cool. We're sitting pretty far away from each other.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah. Why don't you like Sundays?
Well, I used to have to go to Sunday school.
Okay.
And I hated that. That was like the first thing I ever used a curse word about.
But like, flash forward to now, and what's blocking you now from Sunday?
Now, Sunday is when I realize that there's another week. of work, and that the weekend ends, you know?
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan. It's when everything catches up to me.
That's fair. Yeah. I feel like it depends if you're one of the types of people who starts their calendar on the Sunday or starts it on the Monday of the week.
True. I think I start it on the Sunday.
I do too, I think. So it's
I wonder
like
if that's better because I end it on a Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between us, why I like Sundays. Yeah.
So your week ends Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You end with a bang. Then you start.
Bam!
You come out swinging.
And you start, like, it's not so, like, jarring as a Monday. Mondays are just seem really scary, but Sundays you can, like, ease in slowly to your week.
Okay, maybe this could be really helpful for me. I think.
It's just your mindset. I think you just need to change that and then you'll be good.
Well, because this means that I start and end my week with two of my least favorite days.
You don't like Saturday?
Monday.
Oh, Monday, okay.
And Sunday are the essentially the start. And then the finish.
Oh, so if they were both in your
like
start, then you could end well.
Yeah.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like if I'm making a sandwich, if you're making a sandwich, where do you put the ingredients you don't like? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the bread is usually like dry and not so good on itself.
The bread is
so that's why you put the bread on the inside and you put peanut butter and jelly on the outside.
Yeah, that makes more sense than how I've been doing it.
You put two pieces of dry bread together and then you peanut butter and jelly the outsides of them.
It sounds a little messy, but probably we should try it sometime.
Just an inside out sandwich.
Yeah, it could work. Okay, and then what did we hear after that?
Oh, I played Isle of Dreams by Santo and Johnny. Some good steel guitar music. Very interesting. The album is called Hawaii. They're not from Hawaii. They're from Brooklyn. And you probably heard the song Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny. It gets played in movies a lot. It's like the late night diner scenes. I really don't.
Okay.
Thank you, though. I couldn't. Even if I tried, it would not be recognizable. But
okay, cool.
Yeah, Santo and Johnny.
Noted.
Nice.
It's very, peaceful. We were talking about lagoons. They're brackish water, Jordan says.
Usually, yeah.
Brackish water doesn't, like, it sounds a little intimidating, like too salty to me. But lagoon sounds nice.
But it's too salty.
Isn't it salty water?
It's like half salt water, half fresh water.
So it's actually less
it's
salty.
Less salty. Okay, yeah. I just didn't know my water definitions. So.
Know your waters.
Yeah, now I know. Thank you for the enlightenment.
Can you tell us about other waters?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite kind of water?
I only know brackish, salt, and fresh, but I like fresh water a lot.
Okay, good to know. I feel like salt may be more useful. Because if you need salt from it, you can evaporate it out, right?
That's true.
Fiji water is ridiculous.
Fiji water, like...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it is.
The bottled water or
Yeah, Fiji water.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Go ahead, what were you saying?
It looks nice.
You're not wrong. I have nothing to say.
It does look nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean. Go ahead.
That was like a bold statement there.
I thought there was going to be. I was feeling out the conversation. I thought there was going to be a lull right there. I was like, this is my chance. And it clearly wasn't, and I apologize
for
that.
I have something to say.
I would like to take that back. I will retract my statement until it becomes necessary. I'll probably use it later in the show.
Good, okay. We'll bring that one back up. Explore it later.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Jordan, do you want to play a song?
I do. I have a little tune for y'all called Little Window by DuckTales.
Oh, nice. Okay, here you go. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Ladies and Clocks, with I'm Emma. Hi.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Isaac.
Nice. So we just heard two songs. Jordan, what did we hear?
First you heard Little Window by DuckTales.
Why does that make you happy?
makes me happy because it's a really uplifting tune, if I do say so myself. And yeah. I like when you wake up in the morning and it's a sunny day and the light comes in through your window, hits you in the face.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Cool. Then we heard Twistin' the Night Away by Sam Cooke. And I really like dancing and twisting, so it makes me happy.
Is that your go-to move?
This one?
The twist?
The twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did the twist, and it was, yeah, it was fun. It made me happy.
Is that your ideal dance party track?
I would say yes. That's a bold statement. I don't know. I didn't think of all the songs in the world, but that one is one that comes to my mind.
When it comes on, you're like, oh!
It's time to dance.
This is my jam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are more things that make us happy. And right now we're going to do a PSA from Jordan and WMFO here.
It's getting warm out. People are taking to the streets. So this is a PSA about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I also liked when they said it's a two-way street.
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
A little traffic pun.
Yeah. I enjoy a good traffic pun, so it's nice.
Who doesn't?
Okay. Some more songs are coming your way. Isaac, do you want to play one?
Yeah, I'm going to play If Not For You.
Okay.
This is George Harrison's solo work. It's really, really good. It's off of All Things Must Pass. I recommend people who like the Beatles should definitely check out that album because it's, you know, he finally got to shine. Also, Fiji Water's ridiculous.
I know, right? What? Okay.
What?
Just trying to back you up there. I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. That was good hype.
Hype man.
What?
Hype lady in clogs.
Yeah, I have to make a confession. I'm not wearing clogs today.
How could you?
It was too warm. I needed my toes to be exposed.
What's
to the
your
air.
DJ name now? Is it clog related?
Yeah, we haven't changed our DJ names. Mine is still currently Young Clogs, and Nina's is DJ something.
Oh, yeah.
McCloggerton.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I think I might have come up with that.
I think you did. So
well done.
It's still there.
Can I change my DJ name for this just for
yep.
this set?
What's your DJ name?
It's Isaac Herzclog.
Yes. Jordan will think of yours.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we love clogs too, even though none of us are wearing them, I promise.
Yeah.
About the loving them part, also about the we're not wearing them part. So anyway, here's the tune, I'll put you on.
Babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't.
Now for you, the winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue if not for you. Not for you. The winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. Not for you. Not for you.
Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Hello. Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs. We just played some songs that we'll talk about now. What did we hear first? Isaac, you talked briefly about this, but do you want to talk more about your song that you played?
Which one was that?
The George Harrison one.
Oh.
Why you chose that more?
Oh, why did I choose it? It's just an all-around feel-good song. I don't know. We were talking about it's one of those that you can play for... In general, I don't want to overgeneralize things, but you could play for any age, and people will be like, "That's a nice song."
You feel it. You feel it in the heart.
Yeah, it's a good. I don't know.
I agree. It's a happy song.
It's very pleasant, earthy, nice. Thank you, George Harrison.
All right. then we heard "Under Your Thumb" by The Vaccines. The Vaccines are one of my favorite bands, I think, and "Under Your Thumb," I was kind of trying to do like green thumb there and talking about how I like gardening. I was kind of pushing it in my like thought process for choosing that song there. I also just like the song, but yeah, I meant it in that's not what the song is about. I don't know why I chose it for that, but yeah, I like to garden, and that's on my mind a lot because we're choosing seeds for the garden right now. So we just ordered a whole bunch. So anyway. Then we played "Dream a Little Dream of Me" by the Mamas and the Papas. That song just makes me so happy. And I also like dreaming. So all of them are kind of twofold for me. But yeah, I think that song, it makes me smile every time I play it. What do we hear after that?
We heard "Todo Termino" by Juan Waters. I picked that song because it talks about how... everyone's good, everyone's nice, and I like it when you meet a lot of nice people. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement to make. I would agree. All right, Isaac, you ready to play a tune?
Yeah. So we're gonna play some Os Mutantes. This is like some 60s Tropicália stuff.
Whoa.
And this is Adeus Maria Fulo. I don't speak Portuguese, but it's a good song. It's got nice, I don't know, xylophone's a very pleasant, happy instrument. Or it's a marimba, I think. But yeah.
We can play it. We'll check it out. Yeah?
It's a happy song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you. Cause I need all the joy you bring.
Hello, you're listening to Ladies and Clogs on WMFO in Medford. The time is 1:57:53. Not anymore.
you just heard Someday by The Strokes off of Is This It? It's a great album. It's really good.
And this is it.
This is it.
Yeah. I got that one there. It took me a second. We also heard a couple other songs too. We heard Holdin' On by Flume. And what else did we hear, Jordan?
Oh, we heard Honey by the band Future Honey. I played that song because Honey is great. It makes me really happy. It's sweet.
Helps with your allergies.
It does. Another PSA. One tablespoon of local bee honey can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
I heard also that if you get it, the honey from the region where you have like the allergy, like the pollen specifically, that can help you even more.
Because you build an immunity kind of to the pollen.
The localness is key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support your local pollinators.
Do it. And eat some honey, drink some honey, all of the above maybe. That's been our time here. Thank you again, Isaac and Jordan, for joining me.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Big shout out to your mother.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Mom. Okay, so I think we'll do some wrapping up here and play some more songs. Thanks for listening.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
All right.